Amen. Thank you, Pastor. 10 years ago this week, all right, it's been a decade, my mom and dad gave in to Ryan and I. We came home from youth camp on Friday night late and said, hey, question, we want to go to Missouri. Okay, well, tomorrow. We want to go tomorrow. And we met these guys, and they're awesome, and we want to go home with them and hang out for a week. And I don't know why, but they gave in. And that trip, Ryan will tell you, it changed our lives for the better. That was with the Davis family. We met up with Todd and Matt and Brother Jared and his brother Josh, and took a road trip out to Missouri, and ended up preaching my first revival on that trip for Brother Withrow when I was out there at 17 years old. And we were out there for about 3 weeks to a month, and called my mom, and she said, you're coming home tomorrow. Yes, it was time. But it was a tremendous life-changing time for us. And we gained family on that trip, and have been close ever since. Brother Jared is a great friend of mine, and I appreciate his passion for the work that he does in his home church, for the burden that he has for young people. He's been our junior camp speaker out of Southern Ohio for the last several years. And he told me the first year that we had him, he said, is it all right if we just have church? He said, I'm not much for playing, you know, games with kids. I want to get them into the presence of the Lord. And I appreciate the seriousness of the gospel that they live. He and Sister Mandy and their family are just tremendous. And I'm thrilled to have them here tonight. It's an honor for them to be here with us, and want them to come and take their liberty, sing, preach to us. Amen. Let's just have church tonight. All right. Praise the Lord. Brother Jerry, would you come?
Hallelujah. Well, it's good to be in the presence of the Lord here today, isn't it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mandy, why don't you come and get on the piano and let you sing a chorus here. Glory to God. And if somebody with a belt would watch my two kids there, we would appreciate it. Hallelujah. It's an honor to be here. And I love this church, love this area, and have great friends. Hallelujah, around this area. We've been pampered while we've been here. Sister Mandy told Brother Brian here, she said, can I bring something? Let me bring something. I want to bring something. He said, no, you're always doing that for other people. It's time for you to set back and have it done to you. And it seems like that it's just been too much, but we do appreciate it. And Brother Brian and them had us over for dinner. Wonderful dinner. Glory to God. Brother Philip had us over for dinner last night, and then Brother Greg has had to put up with our family for quite a few days here. Glory to God. And we appreciate him, put us up in the KOA over there and everything, and we appreciate that. Glory to God. Brother Hurst, it's an honor to be in your church with you, brother. Glory to God. It's not something I take lightly. Glory to God. I told Brother Brian, I said, when I get around Brother Hurst, I just get nervous. And I said, he's such a man that I look up to, that I try to get comfortable around him, and his jokes help, I'll tell you that. But hallelujah, we're going to sing a song here, but before we do, I'd like for my wife to testify, and we're just going to sing a chorus and then get into the word, but I want her to testify. When I found my wife, as the Bible said, I found a good thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I appreciate all that she does, and I want her to testify.
So grateful for the Lord tonight. I'm so grateful for his faithfulness to us. You know, I'm married into the Davis family, and I never heard of the Davis family. Probably the only person in the whole world that had never heard of the Davis family when I married into it. But my maiden name was Tucker. And my youngest child is named Tucker. But I, as Brother Hurst said tonight, it brought tears to my eyes. Earlier today, we found out my grandfather passed away. And he was 94, and he had had a great life. He taught at OBI for 10 years, and I know Brother Brian said that his dad wasn't there while he was there. And when Brother Hurst said that, to hear that again where he said a preacher would be preaching and you could hear him in Bible Holiness, which would seat 400 or 500 people, he'd say, "Hear it, hear it." And, you know, we'll never hear that again, but I believe one day when we get up there, I'll be able to hear him say, "Hear it again." I'm so grateful for the heritage that we can have in Jesus. You know, even if that heritage is just starting with me, you know, I can pass a heritage down to my kids, a heritage of teaching, a heritage of godly works. I am so grateful that God can let us start all over. He is so good to me. I'm feeling very grateful today, knowing that my grandpa has passed the heritage down to me, knowing he has worked his entire life to get where he is right now. And I'm just so grateful that we can work for a reward. The Lord has been so good to me. I'm so grateful for him tonight. So worship with us as we minister tonight. Hallelujah.
Let's sing No Place I'd Rather Be. Glory to God. You all know this, so just help us sing. I'd rather be, no place I'd rather be, no place I'd rather be, here in your love, here in your love, no place I'd rather be, no place I'd rather be, no place I'd rather be. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, Lord. I want more of you, Lord. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, Lord. I want more. Let's sing that part again. Oh, set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, Lord. I want more of you, Lord. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. Your love, here in your love, no place I'd rather be, no place I'd rather be, no place I'd rather be, here in your love, here, sing that one more time, set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, Lord. I want more of you, Lord. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, Lord. I want more of you, Lord. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be than here in your love, here in your love. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be than here in your love, here in your love.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's just lift our hands in the presence of the Lord here tonight. Glory to God. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Give me a C, Mandy. Let's sing Through the Fire. promised that the cross would not get heavy or the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered those victories without fighting. He just said help would always come in time. Oh, so remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says, give in, just hold on. Our Lord will show up and he will take you through the fire again. Oh, he never promised that the cross would not get heavy. Hard to climb. And he never offered those victories without fighting. He just said help will always come. Church, right on time. Glory to God. Oh, so remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says give in, just hold on, cause our Lord will show up and he will take you through the fire again. Oh, so many times I've questioned certain circumstances. There were things I could not understand. Oh, and many times in trials, my weakness blurred my vision and my frustration got so out of hand. Oh, but I like this. Church, it's then I am reminded that I've never ever been forsaken and I never have to stand this test alone. Oh, and when I look at all of my victories, that spirit rises in me, and it's through the fire that my weakness is made strong. Oh, he never promised that the cross would not get heavy or the hill would not be hard to climb. And he never offered those victories without fighting. He just said help would always come in time. So remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says give in, just hold on. Our Lord will show up and he will take you through the fire again. Let's sing that verse one more time. Oh, so many times I've questioned certain circumstances. Have you been there before? Things I could not understand. Oh, there was many times in trials that my weakness blurred my vision and my frustration got so out of hand. Oh, but it's then I am reminded that I've never ever been forsaken and I'll never have to stand this test alone. Oh, when I look at all of my past victories, that same spirit rises in me, and it's through the fire my weakness is made strong. Oh, he never promised that the cross would not get heavy or the hill would not be hard to climb. And he never offered those victories without fighting. He just said help would always come right on time. Remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says give. just hold on, 'cause our Lord will show up and he will take you through the fire again. Just hold on, our Lord will show up and he will take you through the fire again. That song was really on my heart here tonight. I don't know who that's talking to, but I just want you to know, hold on. Glory to God. Oh, you're going to make it. Glory to God. I remember times in my life when I was so scared. I was so frightened. Different things, you know, being nighttime or whatever, whenever I was a kid. And I knew that if I could just make it to my dad, glory to God, if I could just have enough courage to get out of my bed, run through that hall and get down to the inn and open that door and run and grab a hold of dad, there was safety there. Glory to God. There was security there whenever I grabbed a hold of my father, Brother Greg. Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes that's what we need to do. Just throw the cares of this world down and run to our Father. Glory to God. And find security in Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated here. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Jared, come on up, son. Hallelujah. He's got a testimony for us here tonight. Glory to God. Feels the calling of God on his life. And I am all about children. Glory to God. All about my kids. Glory to God. Looks like you guys are a lot about your young people too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we want him to testify here tonight. It was on schedule for Sister Kelsey to sing, but she's not going to be able to do it tonight. We're going to go right along with the service. But you missed out, because she's probably my favorite singer. Glory to God. Testify, son.
I love the Lord. I want to go around and serve him. And I just love him so much that I just want to go around and serve him. And I just love him so much.
Amen, son. Your testimony. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Exodus chapter 4. Glory to God. God. Exodus chapter number 4. Hallelujah. Beginning at the first verse. Oh, thank you for standing for the reading of God's word. Hallelujah. The Bible says here, Exodus chapter 4, beginning at verse number 1. And Moses answered and said, "But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice." See, God's calling him to lead the children of Israel out. He says, "They won't listen to me, for they will say, 'The Lord hath not appeared unto thee.'" And the Lord said unto him, "What is that in thine hand?" And he said, "A rod." He said, "Cast it on the ground." And he cast it on the ground. It became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Put forth thine hand, and take it by the tail." And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand, that he may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, that they may believe the Lord God of their fathers, and God of Abraham, and God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee. Glory to God. Verse number 17. And thou shalt take this rod in thine hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. Glory to God. With the Lord's help here tonight, I want to preach, "What's that in your hand?" Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you, Lord. We're grateful for today, God. We're grateful for the Spirit of God
the great Spirit of God that we feel in this service, God. Hallelujah. God, we pray, God, that your will be done, Lord, in this service, Lord. I know that I'm nothing without you, God. But I do know, Lord, that if I'm a vessel to be used of you, God, that you can do great things in this service, God. Move, Lord, around these altars, Lord. We pray, God, that you would touch people here tonight, Jesus. Let your will be done, God. Lead us and direct us, Lord, in this service. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. Glory to God. Your name we pray. Amen. You can be seated. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, we go back to the third chapter, and we'll read here where there was a burning bush here that Moses was drawn to, that the Lord spoke to him. Hallelujah. Got close to the fire. Hallelujah. How many of you young people feel like that you got close to the fire here last week? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I like to call it being on fire. Hallelujah. Somebody said, man, if you get on fire, people will come from all around the world to watch you burn. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll tell you something. I want to be on fire for God. And I believe that we have, in this last week, have gotten close to the fire and have felt the Spirit of God in brand new ways. But one thing that I have learned about watching young people is that if you're not careful, when you come back from camp, it will dwindle out, and you'll see the fire that you once did and the calling that God placed on you dwindle away if you're not careful. And so that's kind of what I want to go into here today. I want to talk to you about what's after the fire. Glory to God. After you get a hold of God and he calls you to something, and God places something in your heart and sets you on fire and lets you get close to that fire. Glory to God. Then what's after that? Hallelujah. And I want to talk about the chapter after the burning bush experience. Glory to God. That was chapter 4 that we just read. And we read here that after we see a miraculous thing, the burning bush here, we see God's moving in this, and God calls him. After the calling, we see here now it comes to a position to where Moses begins to question. Hallelujah. Did I really get this? Are you really calling me? Are you sure that you made the right choice? Are you sure that I'm the man for the job? Glory to God. And so a lot of times when God places something on us, a burning desire to do something, or maybe he placed a calling on your life during this, during last week or whatever it is, or maybe you just came and you got on fire for God. All of a sudden, when you get home, God or the devil begins to work on you. Hallelujah. You begin to question, did I really get what God wanted me to get? Did I really get filled with the Holy Ghost? Did I really get that desire? Did I really get a closer walk to God? Hallelujah. And a lot of times the devil will work on us. But we see here in the fourth chapter that's where Moses is right now. Moses answered and said, but nobody, first of all, he says, well, you know, he has some excuses here. He says, well, but nobody's going to listen to me. Glory to God. They won't accept me. Hallelujah. And there's different ways of look at us, because you can see at a part of the chapter in the third verse where he talks about his own people won't accept him, and then you read in chapter number 4 where you read that he says, well, the Egyptians won't accept what I'm saying. And a lot of times the devil will put questions in our mind. Is my church going to be behind me? Is my church, people are just going to think I'm a hypocrite if I get up and cry, or if I shout, or if I whatever I try to do for God, they're just going to call me a hypocrite. Or we'll say, well, man, I'd get out there in the world, but they're not going to accept what I say, and I'm a little scared to get out there. But that's where he was at here. He says, man, I'm scared of this. I don't think that people is going to accept me. And God answers. Moses' staff becomes a snake. Glory to God. His hand becomes leprous and is healed. All of this, God is demonstrating his power and reminding Moses of his strength and God's hands. Glory to God. So in other words, what he's trying to tell you is that if they don't accept, they're not going to be accepting Brother Brian. If they don't accept, they're not going to be accepting God. Hallelujah. And he said, if you'll just be the mouthpiece and go out there, you let me worry about the rest of it. Glory to God. All right, his second thing that we see in his excuses is he says, what about my weakness? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'll tell you something. I've been there, because I feel like that a lot of times that I'm not the best speaker, you know. I'm not the best preacher. I'm not the best singer. you know, whenever you have great pastors like you guys do, you know, whenever I get around Pastor Davis, I think, man, I've got a long ways to go. And, you know, I think that I'm not good enough. And I think a lot of times the reason why that we dwindle out is because we think, well, I would go do something for God, but I'm not good enough. Or I've got weaknesses that are going to hold me back. And he says, well, I would, Lord, but you see my tongue, my speech, and this thing, and he begins to give excuses, and he argues that he's not a speaker. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can relate to that, because I stutter. I have a hard time speaking, but I have learned that whenever I get into the anointing, glory to God, hallelujah, whenever I'm close to that river, hallelujah, oh, somebody said, get under the spout where the glory comes out, glory to God, whenever I can get into that position, hallelujah, then the Lord takes over, and I'm just the mouthpiece, glory to God, and my weaknesses, God begins to take that, and he begins to overcome that, and in my weakness, not me, but he's made strong, glory to God, hallelujah, and whenever I'm done and the Lord moves in different ways and mighty things are accomplished, and I know that it's not me, glory to God, and I feel like that a lot of times that God uses people just like that, like fishermen and different people, because they don't have it all down pat, and after it's all said and done, the people can look and say, you know what, we've seen these guys have been with Christ, glory to God, like I said in Acts, hallelujah. What about my weakness? Glory to God. Hallelujah. They won't accept me was his first excuse. His second excuse was, what about my weakness? His third excuse was, there's others that could do better. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's another person that could do it a lot better than what I could do it. There's somebody else that could handle it a lot, that's more organized. Or there's somebody who's more this or more of that. Well, man, if you look around, you're always going to find somebody who can do a certain area better than you. And you could probably take a look at your pastor or your youth pastor or your teacher or whatever it is and take a look and say, well, they can do it better than what I can. But the truth is that they're doing their calling. Glory to God. They're handling the things that God wants them to handle. God didn't call them to do what you are supposed to be doing. Hallelujah. God called you to do it. Hallelujah. And though we may look around and say, somebody else can seem better than what I can, or somebody else can speak better than I can, well, they may be able to speak better than you, but God didn't call them to do that. Hallelujah. God called you to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We take a look. I'm reminded of the story of, well, we'll get to that here in a minute, but you know, in our lives, a lot of times we do that. We begin to make excuses. But in every excuse that Moses gave, God gave him a response. God told him, I will take over. I'll handle it. Glory to God. I was listening to preaching here a while back, I believe it was Brother Kenny Morris that said he was 25, 26 years old. And maybe he was a little younger than that, 23 or something. I can't remember the exact age, but he said that he bought him a truck and a trailer, and boy, he was going to go out and be an evangelist. He's going to change the United States. He's going to go out and do a great work. And he went out and he preached his guts out, prayed his guts out. He done everything. He didn't have any guts left. All right, he done everything that he possibly could to change the world, but it wasn't changing, and people weren't responding the way that he wanted them to respond. Glory to God. And the altars wasn't filling with people for salvation. And the altars, he said, yeah, I mean, he's seen some things done. He's seen some pretty awesome things done. But he said that he just felt like, since he gave his all and he stepped out there and God called him to preach, and he, since he stepped out there, every place he went, that the community would be changed and upside down. And he said he's praying one day and saying, Lord, why aren't you changing the world? Why is the response to my preaching and everything, why is this, you know, why am I not seeing all of these great things done? And God spoke to him and said, what did I call you to do? Hallelujah. He said, well, you called me to preach. He said, you do what I called you to do. You leave the saving, the healing, the sanctifying, you leave all of that to me. Glory to God. You do your calling, and you leave the rest to me. A lot of times the reason why we don't want to step out there is because we're afraid of failure. We're afraid that we're gonna mess up. Well, you know what? You'll never mess up if you don't do anything. I promise you that. You won't. But man, at the end of your life, what do you got to look back on? Take a step out there. Glory to God. Don't be scared about what God can do with your life. So those are some excuses that we see. So we see him and begin to make excuses. And God told him this. He said in verse number 2, "And the Lord said unto him, What is that in thine hand?" Glory to God. Hallelujah. Stayed at the KOA, and I stepped out and stole one of these. Lord, forgive me. From the woods there. I'll take it back. Don't. Hallelujah. He said, "What is that in your hand?" Glory to God. Hallelujah. "What is that in your hand?" Glory to God. And he said, "A rod." This is my staff. My big walking stick here. Hallelujah. Now, how many of you know that this walking stick will change my community? No, you wouldn't think that this would be a great and mighty thing to change the community that's around me, right? God didn't look at him and say, "Moses, let me see your, let me see your beauty. Let me see," I don't know, he may have been good looking. And he didn't say, "Let me see your muscles." He said, "What's that in your hand?" It's just a staff, Lord. It's nothing. Glory to God. A lot of times I feel that way. I'm nothing, Lord. Glory to God. He said, "Show me what you have. You're telling me what you don't have, but what I want to see is what you possess." Glory to God. Oh, Jesus. I want to let you know here tonight, young people, it's time for you to stop telling God what you don't have. Glory to God. It's time for you to stop telling God, "Well, I can't do this and I can't do that." God wants to know what you do have. Did you know that whenever I go out and I say I'm pretty good at making ramen noodle soup, all right? That's about the only thing that I'm real good at. So I'm pretty good at making ramen noodle soup. So whenever I make that ramen noodle soup, after I'm done, I pull it out and I start digging around and I start looking for the steak in there. No. I made that soup. I know what that soup has. Glory to God. And I want to tell you something. A lot of times we feel like because we don't have this thing and that thing that God doesn't want to use us. But I want you to know that God created it. God knows what you possess. And if God called you and set you on fire, he wants to see what you do have. God's not, he's not worried about what you don't possess. God wants to see what you do have. So it's time for us as a church, glory to God, and us as young people and individuals to stop making excuses and telling God, "God, I don't possess this. I would do something for you, but I can't do this. I would do this for you, but I don't possess this." And tell God, "This is what I have." Glory to God. You can use it all you want to. Hallelujah. I possess this. God wants to see it. What you do have. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's a creator of all things. God's not going to come inside, look at you and say, "Give me something that you don't possess." He knows you inside and out. I can tell you this though, that once God possesses what you do have, then you'll be doing things that you never dreamed that you could be doing. Hallelujah. Give God what you have. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Stop showing God what you don't have. Show him what you do have. We spend too much time showing God what we don't have. God created us. God knows our inabilities. God's not concerned about what we don't have. He's looking to use what we do have. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In John chapter number 6, we read here of a story. Jesus is feeding the 5,000. Beginning in verse number 5, the Bible says, "And when Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, and saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew that what he would say. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworths of bread is not sufficient for them." Hallelujah. That's about how I felt sometimes. I'm just not sufficient, Lord. Hallelujah. "That every one of them may take a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, "There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many?" Glory to God. What are they among so many. Glory to God. We see here
a little boy. Come here, help me, Jared. Glory to God. I want you to understand how this is put here today. All right? Glory to God. The KOA there is catch and release, so I couldn't bring the two fishes with me. But we see here, I want you to take a look how this is put, okay? God bless him. Andrew says it like this. Or Philip says it like this. No, I was right. Andrew said it like this. There is a lad here, first of all. You know what a lad is? It's a little boy. There is a little boy here. Then what does he say? Which hath five barley loaves. All right, what are barley loaves? Barley loaves is what they called poor man's bread. This was considered the most inexpensive and least desirable bread. It was a food for the poor, or of the poor. So we see that he says, we have a little boy with poor man's bread. And then did he say, with two fish? No, he didn't say with two fish, did he? What did he say, young people? He said with two. Yeah. So everything that he says about what this little boy is bringing to the table is downplayed. He says, we first of all have a little boy. Then we have a little boy who has five of the least desirable bread, loaves of bread that we can have. And not only is it a little boy with the least amount of bread, but he also has two little fishes. You done good, son, but it just wasn't enough. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We come back from camp and we're fired up. We want to see something great done for God. And all of a sudden the devil begins to talk to us and says, you know, you're just a little boy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're just small. Glory to God. You see all these great things that everybody's doing, but you're just small, son. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And not only are you small, but what you're bringing to the table for this church and this ministry is small. Look at that bread that you have. Glory to God. Oh, you thought that you prayed really good, but listen to Brother Brian pray, man. Listen to all of those words that he's able to put together. Listen to all of that. And then listen to Pastor get up and teach, and you thought you was going to do something for God, and you just got two small fish. You're a little lad with poor man's bread. Glory to God. And two small fish. Glory to God. And sometimes we feel, and the devil works on us so much and gets us so low that we feel like that we can't do anything for God because of the way that he's been talking down on us. And can I tell you, sometimes it's not even that. I've heard of situations where people went home to their homes. It wasn't a Christian home, or was a home that wasn't a good home. And we see that the parents begin to talk and begin to eat at them and begin to tell them what you got wasn't real, and what you got's not going to last. Oh, what you got is little, and what you got is small. Glory to God. What you got is poor. Hallelujah. Oh, but I come to tell you here tonight that all it took, hallelujah, was for him to get what he had into Jesus' hands. Jesus blessed it. They multiplied it. And from that little lad with poor man's bread and two small fish, 5,000 souls were added to the church. And I want you to understand here tonight, young people, you may come back from youth camp. You may, God, the devil may have been working on you, telling that what you got is small, what you got is little, and it won't last. But can I tell you, you can take what you have in your hand, give it to God. It can be multiplied. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. God's got a way of elevating us. Hallelujah. In verse number 10, we read of it. Come here, brother. Glory to God. I need, let's see. Hallelujah. Right here, man. Come on up. Glory to God. Right here on the end. Come on up. Hallelujah. And let's see here. Come on up, brother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All I want you guys to do is just kind of gather around. Here, come out this way. Hallelujah. Kind of gather around here. Glory to God. Yeah, there you go. Just kind of cover him up where they can't see him out here on this side. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
You know what we're looking at right now? We're looking at a bunch of men and a little lad. But can I tell you that you can't really see the little lad, can you? And a lot of times whenever we get what we want from God, get what we get, we think, well, it's too little, and we might as well just fold it up and wait till next year, and then maybe God will bless us more next year, and maybe once we go to Bible college and once we go to this thing and that thing, get married to that great evangelist, then we'll do something for God. Hallelujah. Then God can elevate us to where we need to be. But I want you to read here in verse number 10 what the Bible says. It says, and Jesus said, make the men sit down. Glory to God. You guys just kind of sit down for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come over here, brother. Hallelujah. Just sit down right here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now what do you see? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now what do you see? You now can see the little lad. Hallelujah. God's got a way of elevating you to be seen. Hallelujah. Oh, what I have doesn't matter. What I have is not the biggest and the best, and I don't feel like that I can do much for God. Hallelujah. But when God needs that specific thing that you bring to the table, you will be elevated. Hallelujah. God can use you in a mighty way to see the multitude fed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can't remember the name now, but maybe one of you scholars can tell me here, I know who it was, Brother Gibbs, David Gibbs' mom. She had a disease to where any time that she moved, it was just excruciating pain in her bones. And she drove to the school. She wanted to do something for God. She wanted to see how her Sunday school class grow. And she drove down. And she had a burden. She drove down to the school buses, where the school buses were. See, they didn't have any buses. School buses were kept. Glory to God. And she got out of that car and just eased her way and just hurting the whole time, all the way into that where the administrators were. And she walked in there and she said, I need to talk to somebody about using a bus on Sunday mornings. Glory to God. And he said, well, you can do that, but he's upstairs. Hallelujah. So here she was trying to go upstairs. Oh, it was killing her. She walked up those stairs. She went up, she knocked on that man's door, and the man invited her in, and she sat down and she began to talk to him, and he said, well, yeah, I guess we can see if we can get somebody to drive. And so they got a driver for her. Glory to God. She began to go out on Saturdays and invite people to come to her Sunday school class. Glory to God. All of a sudden it began to grow, and she needed a second bus and a third bus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And she began to need more and more and more, until the whole fleet was going out on Sunday mornings and picking up over 100 kids that came to her Sunday school class. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It said that administrator said that he was out by the window when she drove up and watched her. She tried her hardest to get there. When she opened that door, he knew the excruciating pain that she had to go through in order to get up there. That's the reason why that he agreed to what he agreed to. Glory to God. And we've seen somebody, hallelujah, oh, that you would look at that said, well, at one time she could have done something great for God. At one time she could have really accomplished something. But now because of what she is, and sometimes the devil may look at you and say, because of your past or because of your present and what family you're in or your last name or whatever it may be. Oh, but we've seen this woman begin to see souls saved left and right, begin to see the church begin to grow to enormous amount because of this woman that was willing to step out, and God elevated her, and we've seen God begin to use her in a mighty way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus makes the men sit down. In John 6 and 35, he said, I am the bread. Glory to God. If you can just get what you have to me, glory to God. Hallelujah. If you can just get it to me, I'll multiply it. Glory to God. You leave the multiplying to me. You let me bless it. Glory to God. You let me distribute it. Glory to God. All I'm asking you to do is to give me what's in your hand. Yes, glory to God. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish I could preach this here tonight. Just give God what's in your hand. He said, show me your staff. Second thing we read here is he says, lay your staff down. Glory to God. Lay your staff down. Glory to God. James chapter 4 verse 7 says, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil, he will flee from you. How many of you ever heard that scripture, resist the devil, he will flee from you, quoted? Plenty of us heard that quoted quite a bit. But the first part of that scripture is just as important. Matter of fact, maybe more important. Submit yourself to the Lord. Because if you want to win a battle, you're going to have him on your side. Glory to God. Submit yourself to him. Take what's in your hand. Jesus, or God told Moses, he said, lay it down. Hallelujah. He laid it down. It became a serpent. Glory to God. Can I tell you that what's in your hand is just a stick until you submit it to God. Glory to God. It's just a staff. Oh, Jesus. It's nothing. That's something that I've realized in my life, is that I'm nothing unless I'm submitted to God. Once you submit yourself to God, I seen Brother Atkins one time, he talked about this verse, and he said, submit yourself. He had three people, stand up, brother. He had three people, I'm just going to use Brother Brian. He said, submit yourself. See, a lot of times we just want to resist. We just want to go out there and fight. But he said, first of all, you have to submit yourself to the Lord. Glory to God. And once you do that, then he comes with you. Glory to God. Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, so I want to tell you young people here today, submit yourself to God. Lay what you have down. Let God use it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We read in 1 Chronicles 14 of two different times where David here inquired of the Lord, the Bible says. He inquired of the Lord. The first time, the Bible says that after he inquired of the Lord, that the Lord told him, go up. Go up. Glory to God. Go and you're going to take him out. Great things are done. And after it was all finished, he said these words. He said, God hath broken in upon mine enemies by mine hand like the breaking forth of waters. Glory to God. But in that same verse, we see that the Philistines rounded up again, and they came, and or the same chapter, verse 14, the Bible says, therefore David inquired again of God, and God told him, go not up. That's the reason why it's so important to submit, to inquire of God, to find direction. I heard some of you young ladies saying that here. That's so important. You have to find direction. And can I tell you, me and Brother Brian was talking about this. That's finding direction for God's life, for your life, is not something that God's going to say, okay, this is what I want you to do today, and then a year from now, you're going to be here. 10 years from now, I'm going to send you to Africa. You're going to be there for 5 years, and then you're going to go to Nicaragua. Then after that, you're going to go, no. The calling of God is not something that's just, you know, let me rephrase that. Direction for your life is not something that's just going to be itinerized, that God's going to tell you everything right now. That's the reason why that we walk after the Spirit. It's a daily thing. Glory to God. We fulfill God's will every day. We submit to Him every day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lay your staff down. Hallelujah. And the last thing here, the Lord says, show me your staff. Second thing he says, lay your staff down. And the next thing he says, pick it up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Submit yourself to God. But then it's only a snake, a serpent, until you pick it up again. If he'd have just laid it down and walked away, then his staff, first of all, he'd have lost his walking stick. And second of all, it's just been another snake going around. Glory to God. But I want you to understand something here tonight. God had him submit to him and then pick it back up. Hallelujah. And it became a staff again. Glory to God. When it became a staff again, what he was saying is that now I want you to use it. Glory to God. There's a lot of times a battle going on between, should I do this, should I not do this, should I do this, should I not do this, should I step out, should I not step out, what should I do? And it seems like that we're battling the whole time. My dad has a testimony. He says he waited till 39. He felt the call of God at an early age. He waited till 39 before he put the calling of God in his life to action. And he looked at me here a while back and he told me, he said, Jared, he said, there's no telling how many churches that I could have started now if I would have just accepted and then went with it and done it. Glory to God. Can I tell you, young people, it's not just enough to have something to present or even just to lay it down and submit it, but God wants us to use it. Hallelujah. God wants us to use what's in our hand. You may say, Brother Jared, it's not much. It's just a staff. People look at it, they may think it's just nothing, you know. It's not even a pretty staff. But God's calling you here today to take what you have, to present it to God, and brother, then expect to be used. Glory to God. Sister Mandy, if you would come up to the piano. Glory to God. With his staff, Moses was to perform miracles, it says in Exodus 4:17. Moses' staff became a snake, Exodus 4:2-3, Exodus 7:9-10. I won't give you the rest of the, you just kind of have to believe me that I've done my homework. Striking the Nile with the staff, rivers turned to blood. He struck the rock, the water came out of the rock. While he held up his staff, Israel beat Amalek. Smites the dust and it becomes lice. Stretches his rod toward the heavens and hell falls like it never had before. Over the Red Sea, we all know that one. Stretches rod out over the sea. Song says God answered Moses with a gentle little breeze. Glory to God. That sea opened up for them to go over on dry land, the Bible says. I know on this Bible thing that's going around, it's a pretty narrow thing and it's wet going across and it's a little stormy. That wasn't how it was. The Bible reads that it was dry land. Glory to God. Had to be pretty wide in order for that many people to get over too. But I want you to understand here today, you'd say, Brother Jared, I don't have much. If you give it to God, look at what was accomplished through Moses, one of the greatest leaders of the Bible. Glory to God. Leading that many people, what an awesome thing. Let's stand all across the building here today. Glory to God. Glory to God. You may come home and you may have gotten discouraged, or this may be something that happens to you 2 weeks from now. And I want you to understand and look back to this simple message that Brother Jared preached. And I want you to remind yourself and remind the devil that you're going to give what you have to God. Hallelujah. That you're going to submit to him and that you're going to be used of God in ways that you never dreamed that you could be. Hallelujah. Because you've given what you have to the Lord. You submitted to him. Glory to God. God to begin to use you to see miracles in your life. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Jesus, for today. God, we're grateful, Lord, for this time, Jesus, where we felt your presence. God, we pray, God, that you'd have your will, or let your will be done around these altars. God, I know, Lord, that there's some people here, Jesus, that's just like me, that would say, Brother Jared, in my life, I don't feel like that I have much to offer God. I feel like I'm lacking in areas of my life, Lord. But help them to understand here today, Lord, that if they would give themselves to you, Lord, to submit themselves to you, to give everything that they are, God, to you, oh God, that you could take it, that you could bless what they have, and you could begin to multiply it, Lord, of the people that are around them, Lord. And you never know, God, it could be them, Lord, that sees over 100 souls, Lord, that begin to be led to you, God, to see 5,000 fed, hallelujah, to see these great miraculous things that happened with Moses, Lord, that presented what he had, God. We pray, Lord, here today, Lord, that we would gather around this altar, Lord, and give what we do have, God, and let you make up the rest in our lives.
Glory to God. We love you, Jesus. Could we do that? Hallelujah. Could we just find us a place to pray here tonight and just get a hold of God and let God know, I'm going to give you what I have. Glory to God. I'm presenting my body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto you. It may not be something great. Oh, hallelujah. Other people may look on me and think, oh, that there's not much potential there. Oh, but he saw, as the song says, not what I was, but he saw what I could be. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And God can begin to use you to see mighty things done, Lord, in your life. Present yourself to him. Give him to you what's in your hand. Glory to God. Oh, give him everything that you are. Oh, hallelujah. That sing says he don't want to be Lord of. If he's not Lord of all, he won't be Lord at
Lord,
all. Give him everything. Hallelujah. Lord, I submit myself to you. Oh, God, I'm giving myself to you. Hallelujah. What I got was real. And I'm gonna continue to be on fire, Lord. I'm gonna continue, Jesus, to do your will. Oh God, help us, Jesus, this generation, this church, Lord, to see something mighty done in their community. Oh God, as they go back to their schools, Lord. Oh God, as they go back to their friends, God, help them to stay on fire, Jesus. Oh God, help them, Jesus, to see something great done in their lives, God.
For your glory. Oh Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you as a pleasing sacrifice. Oh Lord, I offer you my life. Lord, I offer my life to you, everything I've been through. Use it for your glory. Oh Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you as a pleasing sacrifice. Lord, I offer you my life. Lord, I offer my life to you, everything I've been through. Use it for your glory. Oh Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you as a pleasing sacrifice. Oh Lord, I offer you. For your glory, Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you as a pleasing sacrifice. Lord, I offer you there's a new and fresh anointing. Hear the Spirit calling you to go. Oh, walk on through the door, for the Lord will go before you to a greater power you've never known before. Door, there's a new and fresh anointing. Hear the Spirit calling you to go. Oh, walk on through the door, for the Lord will go before you, and to a greater power you've never known before. Beyond the open door, there's a new and fresh anointing. Hear the Spirit calling you to go. Oh, walk on through the door, for the Lord will go before you to a greater power you've never known before. Oh, beyond the open door, there's a new and fresh anointing. Hear the Spirit calling you to go. Oh, walk on through the door, for the Lord will go before you to a greater power you've never known before. Oh, beyond the open door, there's a new and fresh anointing. Hear the Spirit calling you to go. Oh, walk on through the door, for the Lord will go before you to a greater power you've never known before. Oh, beyond the open door, there's a new and fresh anointing. Hear the Spirit calling you to go. Oh, walk on through the door, for the Lord will go before you to a greater power you've never known before. Door, there's a new and fresh anointing. Hear the Spirit calling you to go. Oh, walk on through the door.